recording.
Good morning, people of God. Like I said, this is Sister LaShonda. We are inside of our one-hour prayer service, our hour of power. I believe that God is going to answer every prayer, everything that you put before Him, He is concerned about. And I believe that if you lean in as the prayer leads go forward, put your fleece before the Lord. Ask God to come into your situation. Ask God to bless your day, even if it's just for one moment. Lord, come into this place. We believe with you. The word says where two or three are gathered in His name, there He is in the midst. I believe that He is even in the midst of our phone call, and we thank God for it. Hey, our first prayer lead, Sister Elaine, she's going to be the first one to put that first call on the altar this morning. Sister Elaine, it's in your hands.
All right. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I will continue to say that I'm in my location in my kitchen. The sun is shining a little bit on one side of my house that I can look at on one side of my kitchen window. But I'm just grateful and glad that I woke up this morning on this side of the land right now. My topic this morning is Acts for Knowledge. It says in Hosanna, it says, 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Let's pray. In James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. Father, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who brings me spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and intelligence. Though the Holy Spirit, I thank you for your will in our lives, and I pray for these things which enable us to proceed and carry out thy will. In Psalms 14 talks about the wise as though who seeks after God, the ones who seek after him. Knowledge of God came from walking through life with God, praying to him, and worshiping him, and thinking of him. Lord, we thank you, Lord, this morning for wisdom and knowledge. We thank you for the knowledge that we've been getting, even on this past couple of weeks about investing in these different things that we should be investing in, or looking in them and getting knowledge and wisdom from them to see if this is what we want to do, if we want to take place, let this take place in our hearts and stuff. Father, we thank you this morning for your word, because it's full of knowledge, and that we should seek after you each and every day out of this word, Lord. It says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. We don't want to be the ones to reject knowledge. We want knowledge. We want wisdom. We want everything that you gave Solomon, the wisest man on the earth. We want to be wise, and we want to have the knowledge that you have given him and the wisdom that you've given him. We thank you this morning for everything that you do, everything that you let us wake up, and that you let us wake up to your word. We thank you, Lord God, for just being God, just being who you are. We thank you for the knowledge that you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, because he died on that cross for us. He got off that cross. He's not on that cross right now, and he's given us knowledge, and he's living inside of us because he's living. We thank you this morning, Lord God, because we don't want to be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We want knowledge to carry on. We want it to be in us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because we need you. We need you. We need to have the knowledge that you want to give us and the knowledge that we should have to carry on this life that we're leading, that we're in right now. Father, I still thank you, Lord God, for this ministry that we're in. I thank you for the people that join each and every day to get the knowledge that we need, Lord God, that we need and that we want it to be what you want it to be. We thank you for the people that are near and far, Lord God. We thank you for the other ministries that tune in to us each and every day of the week. We thank you for them. We thank you for their ministers, their pastors. We thank you, Lord God, that we are on the same tune, that we want to be on the same page of this word that we get each and every day from our bishop, Lord God. We thank you for him. We thank you for his wife. We thank you that she continues to be well in her body, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as they come forth with the knowledge that they feed us, that that knowledge is going to grow on us also. We thank you, Lord God, for the sick and the people that's not able to even do the things that they used to do. We thank you for them this morning that you said that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for healing them right now. We thank you for each and every one of them that are sick in their bodies this morning, Lord God, or went to bed last night with any kind of aches or pains, that you are healing them right now. We thank you for the kids. We thank you for the children. We thank you for the babies. We thank you for our aunts and uncles and sisters and brothers. And we just thank you. We just give you thanks, Lord God, that they have knowledge to tune in to every word that's being ministered to them, and that after they're being ministered to, that they open up this good book, the most famous book in the world, Lord God, that they look at it and see everything that has been written to us and for us. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for having this book written from Genesis all the way up to Revelations, Lord God. We thank you for the knowledge that you put in this book, and that we do not want to be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The lack of knowledge that is in this book, Lord God, that we can pick this book up each and every day, even when we feel sad, even when we feel just happy, to still open it up and thank God that we can see these words that's been put in this book, Lord God, for us to seek your knowledge and to seek your wisdom. And all we have to do is ask you, to ask you for your knowledge, to ask you for to be wise people, to be wise in everything that we do. We seek your knowledge. We seek your wisdom, Lord God. We trust and believe every word. We trust you because you have been so good to us, even when we don't feel like nothing is going right in our lives. But we thank you and we trust you. We love you, Lord God. We trust that we will get this knowledge, and this knowledge is going to be strong in our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every host, and we thank you for the prayer leads. We thank you for them each and every day, that they still wake up early in the mornings to seek your face and to ask you for your knowledge and your wisdom for them, Lord God. We thank you because you have been good to us. We thank you because you're still good to us even now, Lord God. We thank you and we ask you to touch us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord God, this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this knowledge, Lord God, and we do not want to lack any of it, Lord. We don't want to perish, Lord God, because we don't acknowledge what you have given us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We praise your name this morning. We love you. We love you, Lord God. We love you. We love you with all our hearts, Lord God. We love you enough to wake up each and every morning to get on this prayer line, Lord God, to seek your face, Lord God, to love on you daily, Lord God, not just on this prayer line, but on our jobs, that we're able to speak a word to people on our jobs, to speak a word as we pass people by on the street if we have to, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the homeless, Lord God, this morning. We ask, Lord God, that they seek your word, that they have knowledge enough to just want to be in your word and want to be better than what they are, Lord God. You said that the poor would be with us always. But they don't have to stay poor. We don't have to stay poor. They don't have to be poor for always in their lives, Lord God. If they seek you, if they seek the knowledge that you have given us, if they seek your truth, Lord God, that you said we could come out of anything, Lord, we thank you this morning. We praise your name. We thank you because you said that we can ask you for knowledge. We can ask you for wisdom. We want to be wise people. We want to know who you are, Lord God. We want to hear your word. We want to hear you. We want to be still so that we can hear you when you speak to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that came before us to give us the word from you, Lord God. And we just want to praise you this morning. We lift our hands up to you this morning. We bow our heads down to you. Oh, God, we are your people. We are your people, Lord God. And we want to stay that way with you, Lord God. We thank you for your knowledge. And we do not want to lack it. We do not want to perish, Lord God. We want to know you. We want to know you, Lord God. We want to know you through this word, Lord. And we thank you and we give you praise through your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to turn it back to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Elaine, for starting us off. Our people perish for a lack of knowledge. We thank you for that great prayer this morning. It is definitely something that we are in need of. We need that knowledge that comes from the living God. We are thankful this morning. Hey, I know some have to get up out of here. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. If you can only do the 15 or 5, listen, we thank God that you're able to plug in, get you something, and get on. But before you leave, consider sowing a gift. Every seed produces a harvest. That's what we believe. We believe that you can even put a name on your seed so that you can see it come back to you. And if you are so inclined to give, go ahead to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, or I'm sorry, Bishop Bishop Eric Clark. I got carried away. Or you can text the word give to 216-446-1209. You can always go to the website and give at EKC Ministry. You can sow your gift there. All right? Well, we're not going to hold it up. Our next prayer lead, that's Sister Tanya. If you're ready, it's in your hands.
Good morning. We are coming out of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. My eyes this morning. Pray for me, y'all. 5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Lord, we just thank you that we can come to you. And so we come to you this morning, Father God, and we're praying for wisdom and for understanding and for knowledge, Father God. We thank you that you say in your word that we can come to you and you will make our path straight, Father God. I pray, Father God, that as we look to you, the author and the perfecter of our faith, Father God, that we just be still and know that you are God and that you are in control. I pray, Father God, that we would look to you as Jesus looked to you. I pray, Father God, that we would spend time with you. I pray, Father God, that we would know exactly who we are in you and who you are to us. I thank you, Father God, that we do not have to walk around unlearned. And Father God, we can educate ourselves about you through your word, Father God, and what it is that you want us to do. I pray, Father God, that you would speak to our hearts, that you would give us wisdom, Father God, that you would give us a vision, Father God. I pray, Father God, that that our eyes would be open to what it is that you would have us to see, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you would fill up our wells, Lord Jesus, with the wellspring of life. I pray, Father God, that we would sit at your feet and that we would want to know you more. I pray, Father God, that our knowledge of you would become stronger each and every day, that we would be about your business, just like Jesus was when he was here on earth, to be about the Father's business. But one important thing he did, Father, he got away and spent time with you. Help us, Father God, to get away and spend time with you, that we would not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, Father God. Help us to acknowledge you each and every day. You are our strong tower. The righteous can run in and they are safe. I thank you, Father God, that you allow us, Lord Jesus, just the opportunity to get to know you more. I pray, Father God, that we will fall in love with you over and over again each and every day. I pray, Father God, that we would lay our burdens at your altar. Father God, that we would not worry about the things of this world, but we would look to you. I pray, Father God, that you would be our beacon of light. I pray, Father God, that we would shine so brightly in this world, that people would ask, why are you not so downcast? Why are you not so depressed? Why are you not so anxiety-ridden? You would say, because my God has brought me this far, and he will carry me the rest of the way. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have an opportunity to know you more. And so, Lord, we pray for, again, wisdom. We pray for knowledge. And we pray for understanding, that we would not be led down the wrong path, Father God. Help us to seek you. Help us to seek you that we may know truth, that we would know what is right and what is wrong, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, again, that as we lay things at the altar, Lord Jesus, as we cast our cares upon you because you care for us, Father God, that you would break the yoke off our lives, the chains off our lives, Father God. Lord, give us the wisdom we need, Lord Jesus, to reach out to other people, wisdom that we need, Father God, to become more like you, to become servants, Father God, in this world. Help us to have our hands out, Father God, not to receive but to give what it is that you have given unto us. I thank you, Lord, that we can come to you. I thank you that you have given us the Holy Spirit. I pray, Father God, that we be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Father God, that we are renewed and refreshed in you each and every day. I pray, Father God, that we will run this race that you have called us to run. Lord Jesus, fixing our eyes on you. Help us, Father God, to be anchored in you, anchored in your word, anchored in your truth. For you say that you come, we might have life and have it to the full, Father God. But we have it to the full as we walk in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I pray, Father God, that we'll walk in you, walk in light of who you are. I pray, Father God, that we would just so seek after you. I pray, Father God, that we won't grow weary in well-doing. And so I pray for our leadership all around the world, Father God, who's speaking the truth to your people. I pray, Father God, that they won't do it on their own, that they won't do it in their own selves, but again would lean on you, Father God, to bring the word that needs to be brought forth, that people be ever, ever seeing who just how great you are, Father. And so I pray, Father God, for our prayer team. And I pray, Father God, that as our prayers go up, Lord Jesus, that you would hear our cries, O Lord, that you would be attentive unto us. I pray, Father God, that we would stand firm, that we would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I pray, Father God, that we would seek out your goodness, that we would seek out your truth, that we would seek out your knowledge. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be counted as good servants among you, Lord Jesus. I pray that we would be sheep that know your voice, that when you call, Father God, we'll hear you. I pray, Father God, that when you reach out to us, we'll hear you. I pray, Father God, that you would just continue to do what only you can do in our lives, Father. Lord, we are nothing without you. We are nothing without you. We thank you that through you, all things are possible. And so, Lord, I continue to pray for our youth all around the world that are in school right now. I pray, Father God, for a hedge of protection over them and their teachers. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would just continue to be a shield about them. And Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would just continue to lift us up, Father God. Continue to lift our hearts, Father God. continue to renew our minds, Father God. For we know that we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities of this world. And we cast down every thought that brings itself against the knowledge of Christ. And we pray, Father God, that our minds and our hearts will be stayed on you. We need you, Father God, more and more and more to direct our paths. More and more and more, Father God, to help our hearts not to be so burdened. More and more every day, Father God, to put one foot in front of the other to do the work you have called us to do. And so I pray over people's finances. And I pray that we move wisely in that area, Father God. Those who are called to give, Lord Jesus, I pray that they would give, and that is us all. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we will be wise in what we do each and every day. Lord Jesus, wise to keep ourselves ready for a day is coming when we will not be able to work, Father God. Keep ourselves ready. That would be like the 10 virgins who had their lamps ready to go. So when the groom showed up, they were ready, Father God. Help us to be wise, not to lay waste to the day, Father. Help us again to keep our feet on the ground, doing the will of the Father, just like you did, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and your grace that you extend to us each and every day. I thank you that we can call to you, and you will answer us according to your word, and you will show us great and mighty things that we do not know. Father God, show us your way. Show us your plan. But just help us to sit at your feet that we may see what you have in store for us. Say, look and see that I am good. Try me. But Jesus, I just pray that we would just sit at your feet and glean from you. For you provide wisdom. For you provide knowledge. For you give us a vision. Help us to see a new thing, Father God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we would be encouraged and not discouraged, for you have us. I thank you that you stood there and you said, there will be troubles in this world, but don't worry because I have overcome the world. Help us to rest in that knowledge that you have overcome. So therefore, we are overcomers in you. You presented the great high priest in Jesus, and we thank you. And we pray, Father God, that we would follow him. The song says, order our steps in your word, O Lord. Lord Jesus, we need you to order our steps. We can't do it without you. We can't do it alone, Father God. And I pray that we would know that each and every day. Thank you, Father God, for being our resource. Thank you, Father God, for being our wellspring. Thank you, Father God, for giving us the book of life. Thank you that we can call on you, that you hear us, and that you answer our prayers. And we can call you, Father. For you say that we are your sons and your daughters. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for having your hand upon us. And we thank you, Father God, again for the opportunity that you give us just to commune with you each and every day. And I pray, Father God, that we will not take it for granted. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will renew our minds each and every day. And that we will be able to put on our full armor, that we will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and his schemes. For he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, Father. But you said that you come that we might have life and have it to the full. I pray, Father God, that as you said before, it's life and death, Father God, that we would choose life, that we would choose wisdom, that we would choose hope, that we know that you have a future for us. Father God, one that we couldn't even chart out ourselves if we wanted to. We thank you for the doors that you open. We thank you for the doors that you close. We thank you for the brooks that you sit us at that we feed from, Father God. We thank you that we don't have to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will definitely take care of itself. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being what we need you to be each and every day. And Father God, even when we don't see it, we know that you are working on our behalf. And we thank you for that. We thank you that you are moving on our behalf. Thank you, Father God, that you let us know that we can come to you. And that you will bring back to our understanding the things that we are learning. So, Lord, I just pray that we will understand that you are for us and not against us. You want what is best for us. Thank you for calling us by name. Thank you, Father God, for loving on us in spite of ourselves. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy and your concern for us, your people. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your family. Oh, God, I thank you that you call us by name. I thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy and your peace. And I pray that it will rule and reign in our lives each and every day. Help us to be your vessels. willing to do the work you have called us to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time. I pray, Father God, that you would again continue to move on this prayer line. Have your way, Father God, in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, again for your mercy and your love and your grace and for breathing life into us one more time. And, Lord, we'll fail not to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory forever and ever and ever. And we turn it back over into the hands of the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Latonya. Listen, as she was praying, this is why I just love the time of prayer, because it just brings up things as you lean in. As she kept saying, hearing, 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 and the song of, we need to hear from you. We need a word from you. If we don't hear from you, what will we do? Wanting you more each day. Show us your perfect way. There is no other way that we can live. We need to hear from him. We need a word from him. As you are seeking him, you will find him. You will find the knowledge that you need. You will find the understanding that you need. You will find the peace that you need. You will find the healing that you need. You will find the deliverance that you need. You will find the strength that you need. It is in him that we live and we move and we have our being. I know. I understand. I understand. We're supposed to be praying, but let me tell you, it is a service. I believe that we can take a moment and give him praise and give him honor and give him glory. I understand some are at work, but if you can, just praise him with me just for a moment. Let us just take a moment. I'm going to unmute the line at this time. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you, O God. Thank you, O God. We need to hear from you today, O God. Lord, as the world is turning, O God, it doesn't look good, O God. But Lord, we need to hear from you, O God. We need a word from you today, O God. Thank you, O God. Strengthen your people even now, O God. Feel like the woman most holy faith even now, God. Thank you. We call you this morning. Praising your name, O God. For truly you are worthy. Truly you are worthy to be praised, O God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for another day. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. You are worthy, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We need to hear from you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We want your presence, God. We want your presence, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He is good. He is good. I just want to always make sure that we leave space to allow God's spirit to move on the line. We don't want to just do it as a repetition, but we want God to be right here in our presence, and I believe that he is. Thank you, Lord. Hey, at this time, I don't want to take any more Sister Keitha's time. It is in your hands, ma'am, if you're ready.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Keitha Jeffries. I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. And it reads, your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying for guidance today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God, for your love and your kindness and your gentleness, Lord God. For you are our guide. You are always with us, Lord God. And we always know, Jesus, that you're omnipresent at all times. We know, Lord, that you hear us and we hear your voice because you give us all a spirit of discernment to know your voice, Lord God. We know, Lord God, in those times and troubles, in those times where we come to at the road of decision, we know that we can count on you, Jesus, to lead us and guide us. Lord, you're like that shepherd that lead and guide the sheep with that rod, Lord God. How when one start going one way, Jesus, you're right there to reel them back in, Lord. Lord God, we hear you, Jesus, and we need you at all times, Lord. Lord God, we know, Lord, sometimes we astray a different path, Lord. But, Father, we ask always for your guidance. We need you to guide us, to lead us, and to guide us which way we should go, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, we seek, Lord God, to please you, Lord. We lift up our heads this morning, Lord, that's hung down. We open up our ears, O God, to hear that still, quiet voice. Lord God, we lift up our hands, O God, to worship and to praise you, Lord, giving you all the thanks, the honor, and the glory. Lord God, for being our Father, Lord God, looking upon us, Jesus, hearing us and seeing us, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being there. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, when we in that times of trouble, when we in the valley of decision, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for always being there, Lord. All we got to do is listen for your commands, oh God, in a whisper, Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. And sometimes it's not a whisper, Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes it can be a big, loud thunder, Lord. But those that are yours, you know that they know your voice. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For waking us up this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, for giving us strength in our body. We thank you, oh God, for the use and activities of our limbs, Lord, and being clothed in our right mind. We thank you for that, Lord. There's many out in the world, Lord God, that have lost their minds, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you don't know because you haven't been through it, you don't understand it. Hallelujah. But, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for those that are praying for those that have lost their minds, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, because somebody is praying all the time for individuals, oh God, that's at a crossroads. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. So many young people out in the world today, Lord God, they got so many things on their mind, oh God, and their heart. The weight of the world is upon them, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And they make so many different decisions, Lord God, without, Lord, knowing, without seeking, without just knowing that you're there, Jesus, and they can turn to you. Thank you, Lord. So many people, Lord, that are taking their own life, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we seek your help, Lord. Bless these young people, Lord God. Speak to their hearts and to their mind, Lord. Lead them and guide them to the right person, Lord, and the right place. Even though we know that you're there, Lord, speak to them, Jesus. But sometime in this world, this secular world, Lord, we need to seek counsel, professional counsel, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, to keep our young folks from taking their lives. And those that remain, oh God, hallelujah. We ask you, Lord, speak, Lord. Show your hand, Jesus. Let them know if you turn to the right or turn to the left, I'm here. I'm right here, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We seek your guidance on everything, Lord. Every decision, every step, Lord. Help us to walk a closer walk with you, Lord Jesus. Help us, oh God, to just be able, Lord God, to get past our daily and worldly issues. As long as we in this world, it's going to be issues. As long as we're here, Lord God, it's going to be problems and devastation, Lord God. It's going to be things, Lord, that weigh us down. Hallelujah, oh God. We ask your blessings, Lord. We ask your strength, Jesus. We know that you are the way maker, Lord God. And you hear everything, Lord. You see all things. And as your word keeps saying, Lord God, your ears are not too heavy, Lord, that you can't hear us. Nor your hand too short that it can't save us. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's our iniquity that separate us from you, Lord. We don't want to be separated, Lord God, because we need you, Lord Jesus, in everything we seek, speak, say, and do, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I ask today, Lord, that you may remember, Lord God, remember, Lord, each and every one that is going through and suffering loss today. On behalf of the parents, Lord God, that have lost their children, Lord, to have no hope, no sense of direction, Lord God. Those that are devastated, Lord. Those, Lord God, that just have lost every ounce of peace and every ounce, oh God, of reality, Jesus. We ask you, oh God, to touch them, lift up their hearts. Ease, Lord God, the pain and the pressure, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch their hearts, strengthen them, Lord. Close them with love, Lord God, and heal them with strength, Lord God. Let them feel your presence at all times, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For you are our Father, Lord. You are the chief shepherd of our souls. Thank you, Lord. And we appreciate you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord. Hallelujah. For caring for us at all times. We appreciate you, Father God, for being high and looking low, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for delivering your people, Lord God, from every bad choice or decision Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for being a just and a forgiving God. Thank you, Jesus. It's by your grace and your mercy that we're still here. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We desire, Lord God, to please you, Lord. We desire, oh God, to fulfill the will for our life, oh God. And for whatever direction you lead us, oh God, that we follow, Lord. That we listen to hear your voice for ourselves, oh God. That we listen, oh God, and know that it's you, Lord, that we discern the good and the evil, Lord. That we don't fall, Lord God, because the enemy is out to destroy, to seek, to kill, and to destroy. Because he don't want to see us make it, Lord. But we know that your hand is reaching out to us. We know that your ears hear our cries, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we bless you, Lord, for lifting up every heart, Lord, that is weighted down. We bless your name, Jesus, for answering the calls, oh God, of your people today. And those, Lord God, that want to get it right, Lord, and they don't know how, Lord. All they can do is say, Lord, help me. But we thank you for your guidance. We thank you, Jesus. In your wonderful name, oh God, we pray this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, people.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Keitha, for that good prayer this morning. Praying for guidance. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, people of God, it's almost over. We got 15 minutes, but let me do a little bit of work, and then we'll get into the last prayer. Hey, we are still looking for hosts. We're still looking for prayer leads. And if this is you, if you want to be a part of this portion of the ministry, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. We can always participate with our giving, understanding that, as I always say, every gift produces a harvest, but our partners support through their giving. And so if you are so inclined to give, you can go to our Cash App. That's Bishop Eric Clark. You can give there. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209. Always can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, go ahead and upload your 1 minute or less testimony, your GPS, guiding people to salvation. Tell someone about the goodness of the Lord. Tell them how you came to be. Give them that good song that you love. Give them that verse that you stand on. You can also upload your prayer request. We want to pray for you. We want to touch and agree with you. You can put your prayer request there as well. One more thing. Y'all know what I'm going to do. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Okay. It is me. I am your last prayer lead, Sister LaShonda. I get to pray what's on my heart. We're always going to be praying for our prayer list, but I want to put the names out just so that as we're praying, you can call out the names. And y'all bear with me. It's a list. Rosie George, Mother Izzy, Brother Kraft, Mother Peterson, Mother Goodman, Latanya, Monzella, Mercedes, Roberta's husband, Billy, Linda James, Rachel, her mother, Brenda, and the family, Sister Denise, Brother Bernard, Sister Keitha and her family, praying for condolences with them. Mother Hattie Wynn, and then Sister Arlene Levert McClendon. That is our prayer list. We want to be praying for them. Some have experienced loss. Some are dealing with health issues. Some have no issue there at all, and we don't know it, but we know that God knows it. So just as we're praying, begin to lift them up. I'll just pray in general, but I just believe that God answers the prayers of his people, if that's where we stand. I ministered this weekend about, a bishop ministered it first, of course, but I took a little bit from my father. You can make it on broken pieces. If you're connected to the ministry, you know that message. And it just once again inspired the people, and I believe that it was a blessing, but it just blessed me on the unpredictable is certain. The unpredictable is certain. That the plan, the strategy that you have sometimes, it doesn't go the way that you thought it was going to go. And when Bishop said that, the unpredictable is certain, it changed my thinking. It changed my thinking again. And I just want to pray over the people this morning. So come on and pray with me. Lord, we thank you and we praise you again for another day. We thank you that you have showed up on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you that you have heard the cry of your people. We thank you that our worship has went up to you, O God, and you have received it this morning. Lord, we thank you that you give us the opportunity to go before your throne. Lord, humbly but boldly, knowing that we can go before you, asking according to your will, and you will grant it unto us, O God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for our prayer list. Lord, some need healing. We thank you that the 39 lashes that you took on your back already settled it. Lord, that they can walk in healing, that they can claim their healing even now. We thank you for it. We thank you, O God. Some are dealing with the loss of loved ones, O God. Lord, we pray now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that you would be the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, that you would wrap your loving arms around them even now, O God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for the ones that are listed but that didn't list the issue. Lord, but we know that you know what we don't know. Lord, we know that you can turn every situation around. And Lord, you can do it suddenly. Lord, that they can be delivered. Lord, that they can be set free. Lord, that their answer is coming. Lord, let us not give up. Even as we read in the book of Daniel, the word says that he heard you. God heard you the very first moment you prayed. But I was held up for 21 days. Lord, don't let us give up. But let us continue to pray, understanding that there is a warfare in the air. And Lord, that our answer is coming. That even if it's delayed, it's not denied. Lord, let us be able to stand on your word, stand on your promises. Stand, O God, even when we have done all that we can do to stand. We can stand there for. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, O God, that someone is going through a storm, O God. But Lord, you allow them to remember that they can make it on broken pieces. Lord, that they can make it through the storm. Lord, that you are improving our night vision, O God. Lord, that we'll be able to see clearly. Lord, that you would give them visitation in their dreams, oh God. Lord, and you'll tell them as you have told them before, fear not, fear not. You're not going to lose. I'm right here with you. Put on the whole armor of God. Stand. Stand in these evil days. Proclaim the good news of me. Tell them that I came that they might have life and life more abundantly. Lord, I thank you even now, O God. Lord, that we live out of the mouth of God. That everything that comes out of your mouth, Lord Jesus, that we are moving. That we're not behind. That we're not too late. Lord, don't let fear overcome us, oh God. Don't let fear overtake us, oh God. But Lord, let us move in your power, in your authority, even now, oh God. Lord, allow us to speak to every mountain that's in the way. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Oh God, let us be able to see with our spiritual eyes what it is that you are doing. Lord, let us be able to move with the cloud, oh God. Lord, let us not be behind. Lord, let us not look back. But Lord, let us look forward to what you are doing. Lord, let us hear you, oh God. Lord, let us even understand that we are responsible, oh God, to tell people about the good news, to tell people about you. But we are not responsible for their reaction. Lord, even as we were in the Word yesterday with the story of Lot, and he went to his son-in-law, and he told them about the destruction of this city, and they didn't believe him. Lord, we're going to encounter that. Don't let us get weary, oh God. Some are not going to believe, but Lord, it is not us. We are to plant a seed. We are to water the seed. But the word says that you bring the increase, oh God. If we're doing our part, we know that you're doing your part, oh God. Let us be a willing vessel to be used by you, oh God. Lord, let us reach our hands out to you, Father God. Lord, the God that hears, the God that answers, the God that moves on our behalf, we thank you even now. We thank you for the anointing that destroys the yoke and the bondage on your people. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that we can cry out to you, O God, and you hear us, O God, and you move on our behalf, O God. Lord, we thank you for your bloodshed covering, O God. Lord, we thank you that we can send out your word, oh God, and it will accomplish that which it was sent out to do, oh God. Lord, we thank you that we can call out our children's names before you, oh God. Lord, the gifts that you have given us, oh God. Lord, these precious children that you have placed under our stewardship, oh God, and we can call out their names, oh God. And you will hear, oh God, and you will protect, oh God. And Lord, you will send your angels, and you will charge them to keep a camp around about them, oh God, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to them, oh God. And Lord, no hair on their head will fall out, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we can call out to you, the true and living God. Lord, the God that's right there with us. Lord, your word says that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we don't have to fear any evil, for you are with us, O God. Thank you, O God, for being right there with us, O God. Lord, you are with us in the mountain, O God. You are with us in the valley, O God. Lord, that we can make our beds in hell, and you are with us even there, O God. We don't have to fear. We don't have to fear because we serve the true and living God. Lord, when the unpredictable, God, happened, when we didn't see it, we didn't see the death coming, We didn't see the sickness coming. We didn't see the bad diagnosis coming. When things happen in our lives, when the storm rages, oh God, Lord, that we can run into you, the strong tower. We can run into you, oh God. Lord, your word says that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you, oh God. Lord, let us stand on your word. Let us move by faith. Lord, let us be Peters that walk on the water. Yes, we know that people tell us about Peter fell in the water, that he took his eyes off Jesus. But don't forget that he was the only one that got out of the boat. He did take a chance. Let that be us, oh God, to take chances. Let us not be fearful of the unknown. Let us not be fearful that we've never seen it before. Lord, let us not be fearful, but let us be filled with faith, because the two can't exist in the same space. Let us be filled with faith, oh God, and move under your power, under your anointing. Lord, we seal every prayer under the blood, and we count it done. We praise you in advance for it. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. People of God, I love you, I love you, I love you. Listen, I got carried away. I looked up at my phone and said, 8:58. I said, okay, wrap it up. We thank you for joining us this morning. If you can, run right over to YouTube. We're going to have Daily Bread. It's going to be good. If you can join us live, that's awesome. If you cannot, you always can go back and get it. You can get yesterday's messages. It's an archive of it. You can go back and get any message that you want to. But like I said, if you can't join us live, you absolutely can go back and get it later. Stay connected, people of God. Stay connected. Hey, I'm about to unmute the line so we can say goodbye to one another. Give me one second.
Bye.